USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the GSA has given President-elect Joe Biden the green light to start the transition of power, George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox what this means.
What this does is allow the Biden transition team to get not only federal funding, but also resources to start the process, including FBI background checks and coordinating with these different agencies. It's the right thing to do. It's a responsible move to make sure that whoever is president, we will have a government ready to go in January.
President Trump has not conceded the election. David Dinkins, New York's only black mayor, has died. He was 93. Dinkins died Monday night at his home on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Dinkins coined the phrase gorgeous mosaic to describe New Yorkers' tolerance and respect for ethnic diversity. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An interim host has been announced for the TV show Jeopardy! USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
For the first time in the show's history, Jeopardy! Will have a guest host. Former champion Ken Jennings has been named interim host for the show when it resumes production next month. While champion Jennings won 74 straight games, racking up over $2.5 million in winnings during his streak. In a statement, the show's executive producer said Monday that the episodes Jennings hosts will air in January and that a permanent replacement for Alex Trebek has not been named. Trebek hosted the iconic game show for 37 seasons. He passed away November 8th after a battle with pancreatic cancer. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Jennings' education includes Brigham Young University, University of Washington, and Seoul, South Korea Foreign School. General Motors has announced a 7 million vehicle recall due to faulty airbags. It includes the Chevy Cobalt and HHR, Pontiac G5 and Solstice, Saturn Ion, and Sky. More information is at my.gm.com. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams went into Tampa Bay and took out a win 27-24. Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says the Rams' defense did a good job preventing the long throws.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. They had a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
Tom says the defense did well. It was the offense that sputtered.
Tonight was very inefficient, did not a very good job there in the second half. Defense played great, kept coming up with huge stops, getting us the ball back. And offensively, we just couldn't make the plays that were necessary to be efficient, and we had plenty of chances. So, got to get them fixed.
Bucks head coach Bruce Arians talks inconsistencies.
Still trying to figure that out. I mean, at times we look really, really good. And then there are times when we obviously don't. I felt very, very comfortable in the two-minute drive until that throw. But we made some plays, and obviously we didn't make enough in this ball game, offensive, defense, or special teams, to win.
Tom had two interceptions on the night.
The first one he got hit. He got hit. It looked like I had Chris going right down the middle, and stepped up and just didn't get enough on it with the pressure. And the last one was just a misread of the coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.